Welcome back to Bite-Sized Breakthroughs, where we break down cutting-edge research in the world of AI. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of in-context learning, specifically how transformers handle it beyond simple function classes. Joining me are Dr. Paige Turner, lead researcher on the paper, How Do Transformers Learn in Context Beyond Simple Functions? A case study on learning with representations, and Professor Wide Spectrum, who provides valuable context from the field of deep learning. Dr. Turner, let's start with a high-level introduction. What exactly is in-context learning, and why is it such a hot topic in AI research right now?
Thanks, Alex. In-context learning, or ICL, is this remarkable ability of large language models, particularly those based on the transformer architecture, to solve new tasks without any parameter updates. It's like showing a model a few examples of a task, and it suddenly gets it and can apply that knowledge to new scenarios. It's a huge leap from the traditional paradigm of training a model with massive amounts of data.
So essentially, these models are learning on the fly, using only a small set of examples provided during inference time, as opposed to updating their internal parameters during training.
Exactly. And that's why ICL is so exciting. It opens up possibilities for much more flexible and adaptable AI systems. Imagine being able to teach a model a new task simply by showing it a few examples, rather than retraining it from scratch. This would be a game changer for a lot of applications.
I see. But you mentioned that research on ICL is still in its early stages. Professor Spectrum, what's the current state of understanding, and what are the key challenges in this area?
That's right, Alex. We've seen incredible ICL abilities in large language models like GPT-3. Achieving impressive results on real-world tasks. However, our theoretical understanding of how these models achieve ICL is still quite limited. Most existing theories focus on simple scenarios, like learning linear functions or shallow neural networks. The real challenge is understanding how transformers handle ICL when the tasks become more complex, involving nonlinear relationships and more sophisticated representations.
And that's where this research by Dr. Turner and her colleagues comes in, right?
Yes, exactly. Our paper dives into this complex scenario of learning with representations. We wanted to explore how transformers handle ICL when the output depends on the input through a fixed, possibly complex representation function, combined with a changing linear function that's unique to each ICL instance.
Dr. Turner, can you explain the concept of learning with representations in more detail?
Sure, Alex. Think about it like this. Let's say you're trying to predict the price of a house. Instead of directly using features like square footage, number of bedrooms, and location, you first create a representation of the house, maybe a vector that captures its overall quality, desirability, and market value. Then you use a linear model to predict the price based on this representation. The representation itself is fixed, but the linear model can vary depending on the specific market conditions, such as supply and demand.
That's a great analogy. So in your research, you're essentially asking, how do transformers handle tasks where they need to learn this fixed representation and the varying linear model simultaneously within the context of a few examples?
Exactly. And we found some very interesting things.
Before we delve into those findings, let's discuss the key contributions of this research. Professor Spectrum, what do you think are the most significant innovations of this paper?
This paper really breaks new ground by providing theoretical constructions of transformers that can efficiently implement in-context ridge regression on representations. This is a significant step forward because it moves beyond simple function classes and tackles the more realistic scenario of learning with representations. Moreover, these constructions are efficient, requiring only a mild number of layers and heads, and they can predict at every token using a decoder architecture, which is a notable advancement compared to previous constructions that only predicted the last token.
Dr. Turner, can you elaborate on these theoretical constructions? What are the key components, and how do they work together?
Sure, Alex. Our constructions essentially consist of two modules working in tandem. The lower layers of the transformer are responsible for computing the representation function, which we've implemented as a shallow neural network, MLP. The upper layers then perform linear ICL on top of the transformed data, effectively learning the varying linear model in context. We've shown that this approach can effectively approximate the Bayes optimal predictor in these settings.
So the lower layers are like feature extractors, transforming the raw input into a more meaningful representation. And then the upper layers learn the final prediction based on that representation.
That's a good way to put it. And to make this even more interesting, we've identified several mechanisms within the train transformers that align with our theoretical constructions. We observed copying behaviors where the transformer copies the representation of the input onto the output token. This allows the upper layers to access the representation for each input during ICL. We also found that the upper layers can perform linear ICL in near isolation, suggesting that they can learn effectively even without the lower layers.
That's incredibly fascinating. So the transformer is essentially learning to perform the steps of a specific algorithm in context, effectively becoming a statistical learner that adapts to new data distributions.
Yes, that's a key takeaway from our research. And to further examine the capabilities of the upper module, we conducted a novel pasting experiment. We essentially took the upper layers of a transformer trained on representations and fed them directly with linear ICL problems without representations. Surprisingly, these upper layers were still able to perform near-optimal linear ICL, indicating that they can act as strong linear ICL learners on their own. This finding provides strong evidence for the modular nature of ICL in transformers, where the upper layers are capable of independent learning.
That's a significant finding. Professor Spectrum, what implications do these results have for our understanding of transformers?
This research sheds light on the intriguing modularity of transformers in handling ICL tasks. It suggests that transformers are not simply memorizing input-output pairs, but are capable of learning and applying specific algorithms in context. This modularity is crucial for dealing with complex tasks involving representations, where different aspects of the task might be learned by different parts of the model. These findings could guide the development of more efficient and specialized ICL architectures, potentially leading to significant improvements in model performance and efficiency.
Dr. Turner, let's delve into the experiments you conducted. How did you set up these experiments to test these theoretical constructions and analyze the mechanisms of the trained transformers?
We conducted experiments in two settings: supervised learning with representations and a dynamical system setting. In both cases, we used a standard GP2 architecture with 12 layers, 8 heads, and a hidden dimension of 256. We tested various configurations of the representation function, including its depth, hidden dimension, and noise level. We trained the transformers on synthetic ICL problems generated from linear models on top of the representation functions. To analyze the mechanisms, we used linear probing techniques to investigate the presence of the representation and the learned linear model within the transformer's hidden states at each layer. We also conducted a pasting experiment to examine the ICL capabilities of the upper module in isolation.
And what were the main findings from these experiments?
Our experiments confirmed our theoretical findings. We observed that the trained transformers consistently achieved near-optimal ICL performance, matching the Bayes optimal predictor in these settings. The probing results provided evidence for the predicted mechanisms: lower layers computing representations, upper layers performing linear ICL on the transformed data, copying behaviors of both inputs and representations, and the linear ICL capability of the upper layers in isolation. We also found that the trained transformers exhibited a post-ICL representation selection mechanism when presented with a mixture of multiple representation functions. This mechanism suggests that transformers first learn ICL using each representation and then select and output the best prediction based on a combination of learned models.
Professor Spectrum, any thoughts on the experimental setup and the results?
The experimental setup is well designed to investigate the key research questions using synthetic data that allows for controlled manipulation of parameters. The use of linear probing and the pasting experiment are particularly insightful techniques for revealing the internal mechanisms of the transformer. The consistent observation of near-optimal ICL performance and the identified mechanisms
provides strong evidence for the modularity and adaptability of transformers in handling complex learning tasks.
Dr. Turner, you mentioned that you also examined the impact of different parameters, such as noise level, representation depth, and the number of input tokens. Can you share any interesting observations from these ablation studies?
Yes, Alex. We found that noise level had a significant impact on the ICL risk. Higher noise levels resulted in a slightly higher risk, which is expected. We also observed that the depth of the representation function, while important, did not have as much impact as noise level or the hidden dimension of the representation. In the dynamical system setting, we found that the number of previous input tokens, K, used to predict the next token had a minimal effect on the ICL risk. These ablations help to better understand the complexity of ICL and how different factors influence performance.
This is really groundbreaking stuff. But are there any limitations to this research that we need to be aware of?
Certainly, Alex. One limitation is that the research is based on synthetic data with idealized representation functions. It's essential to validate these findings with more realistic data sets that capture the complexity and heterogeneity of real-world data. It's also important to remember that the study focuses on specific types of problems, supervised learning, and dynamical systems, and a specific representation function, MLP, with leaky ReLU. Further research is needed to examine how the identified mechanisms generalize to other types of problems, representations, and data distributions.
Professor Spectrum, how do these limitations impact the broader applicability of this research?
While this research provides valuable insights, it's crucial to acknowledge that these findings might not directly translate to all real-world scenarios. The specific mechanisms observed might vary depending on the complexity of the task, the nature of the representation function, and the characteristics of the data. Further research is needed to determine the universality and limitations of these mechanisms.
Dr. Turner, despite these limitations, what are the most promising future directions for research in this area?
We're excited to explore several promising directions. First, we'd like to conduct similar studies on more realistic datasets that reflect real-world scenarios. Second, we'll delve deeper into the mechanisms of the linear ICL module, particularly understanding how it implements algorithms like gradient descent and algorithm selection in context. Third, we aim to develop theoretical frameworks to understand ICL in more complex function classes involving representations. Finally, we'll explore the potential of different embedding techniques for pasting experiments to understand the role of the upper module in ICL. By pursuing these directions, we can gain a more comprehensive understanding of ICL and its applications.
Professor Spectrum, can you share any thoughts on the broader impact and potential applications of this research?
This research has significant implications for the field of natural language processing and AI. The understanding of how transformers handle ICL with representations could lead to the development of more powerful and adaptable NLP models capable of learning in context and adapting to new tasks and domains quickly. This research could also influence the design of more efficient and specialized ICL architectures, potentially improving the performance and efficiency of transformers for diverse real-world applications. Moreover, the findings on algorithm selection mechanisms within transformers have implications for developing AI systems that are better equipped to handle uncertainty and make informed decisions in complex environments.
That's a lot to think about. Dr. Turner, to wrap things up, can you summarize the main insights from your research?
Sure, Alex. Our research has revealed that transformers can achieve near-optimal ICL performance on complex tasks involving representations. We found that transformers employ a modular approach, with lower layers learning the fixed representation function and upper layers performing linear ICL on the transformed data. This modularity suggests that transformers possess a remarkable ability to decompose complex tasks into distinct, learnable modules. We also identified specific mechanisms like copying behaviors and a post-ICL representation selection mechanism, adding to our understanding of how transformers handle uncertainty and make decisions in complex settings. These findings have significant implications for the future of ICL and the development of more powerful and adaptable AI systems.
Thank you, Dr. Turner and Professor Spectrum. for such a fascinating and insightful discussion. It's clear that research on in-context learning is making significant strides, and this paper provides valuable insights into how transformers handle complex learning scenarios. As always, we encourage our listeners to explore the original research paper for more details. Until next time, stay curious and keep learning.